Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Back with Dan in just a moment.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, cattle producers, it's one of the biggest sales of the year. Superior Livestock, proud to present Week in the Rockies Sale, their 32nd annual Week in the Rockies, 6th through the 10th of July, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. is Superior Sunrise each morning. Auction starts each day at 9 a.m., 187,000 being sold on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com to get more information or call them 800-422-2117. President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom, talked with our own Casey Shepard after the May meat export numbers were out. He offered Casey what the numbers were telling him and where we go from here.
I think it pretty much followed along the lines of what we expected. The numbers were down significantly on beef in the month of May, down 33%. We're finally seeing the impact of the supply chain disruption started in the last half of April and went through a lot of May. I think especially those markets that are supplied with chilled products, Mexico, Japan, Taiwan, and Korea to some extent, is where we saw a lot of the impact with the supply chain. Since it's really back-to-back when you're talking chilled products, any disruption would impact not only a domestic market, but the chilled business that's supplied to the international markets. That being said, I think our outlook is still very positive for the rest of the year. We may see some lingering effects of the supply chain disruptions in June. As far as July through December is concerned for the balance of the year, I think the fact that we're back now to virtually 95%+ of slaughter capacity utilization, it sets up well to see some good numbers later in the year.
Do you feel like the May numbers are like a one-month blip for beef? Or what do you see like the balance regarding 2020 beef and pork supply? How are they going to kind of get back on track for the year?
I don't know if it's a one-month blip. In the case of beef, we were down just a couple percent in the month of April. So we started to see the very beginning. And I think in June, we might see some lingering effects. But I think the rest of the year looks very, very good. And the supply chain, as I said, here we are early July. Supply chain is, not 100% back to normal, but as far as slaughter capacity utilization is concerned, it's 95%+. So a lot of progress has been made. And the reason I'm feeling good about the rest of the year is that the demand dynamics have been very resilient. Demand is good, in some cases great.
Hallstrom points to several countries in Asia as key to having a great second half of the year.
Taiwan, China, Korea, Japan, we are on the other side of the mountain, so to speak, in terms of dealing with it. And we're starting to see, retail's been booming. Food service is reopening. It's not normal, but it's on the path back to recovery.
How long do you expect Mexico to underperform?
Yeah, that's a good question. If there is one region of the world where I'm a little nervous, it is Latin America in general, Mexico, Central America, South America. We've seen dramatic growth there in that region in the last 4 or 5 years. And food, while Asia was several months ahead of the U.S. in terms of dealing with the coronavirus, Mexico is several weeks, if not a month, behind the U.S. They saw the impacts considerably after the time that we did here in the U.S. Yeah, I'm concerned because I think their infrastructure is maybe a little less equipped to deal with the COVID-19 impact as compared to more, Asia and the U.S., for example. And food service business is a huge part of their business in Mexico with the tourism. And that's literally shut down and has been now for over a month. So it'll come back. I just think it'll take time. And Meanwhile, as we've seen in other markets, retail is doing quite well down in Mexico, and the e-commerce online business is also doing quite well. So, food service will be the last part to rebound, and it will rebound, but I think it might take a little longer than what we hoped.
Dan Hallstrom with USMEF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.